ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। भज गोविन्दं भज गोविन्दं गोविन्दं भज मूढमते संप्राप्ते सन्निहिते काले नहि नहि रक्षति डुक्रुन् करणे। भज गोविन्दं भज गोविन्दं गोविन्दं भज मूढमते आदिशंकराचार्य जी began talking about Bhaja Govindam with the idea to a person who is sitting and chanting the grammar rules at an age where he should be devoting time and effort for spiritual practices. So he addresses to the society which has all of a sudden has been, not all the sudden, have always been following a different path, and nobody wants to put effort into the spiritual sadhana. So he starts off with this person who is focusing time in old age in grammar rules and says, what is this grammar rules you are focusing on? Bhaja Govindam. But then he finds it's not just those people who are focusing on grammar rules, and people are focusing on money. Then people are focusing on spouse, Kamini. Then people are focusing on fame, Kirti. Then people are focusing on, family. They will support. And then all of these aspects is what Bhagavan brings up and says that ultimately speaking, they are all temporary and they all are meant to be here only. They will not come with us hereafter. And the only thing that comes with us hereafter is the name of Bhagavan, is the bhajan of Bhagavan. So that is our credit for our next birth or no birth. So therefore, Bhaja Govindam is what he starts off with. And then he says that to get to that, we start with satsang. Satsang is the first step, and the last goal is mukti, jivan mukti. And if some practices, but doesn't have the knowledge, doesn't have the thinking behind what they are doing, why they are doing, then they will not attain liberation. So he says, you know, somebody who is, what is that shloka? Ha. Vayasi gate kaha kama vikara shushke nire kaha kasara. That cause and effect relation, where one is dependent on another, and the reason why this whole samsara is like that is because of devoid of knowledge. Once we have the knowledge, the samsara goes away. Then the thought he presents was, the time will continue its cycle. But if we are not focused on our goal, if we are not putting effort towards our goal, then that time will take away all the things that we have in possession. But one thing it will not take away, the desire. We think that the desire will go away, but the desire won't go away at that time. And then finally he comes to the conclusion that Trijagati Sajjana Sangati Reka Bhavati Bhavarnav Tarane Noga. In this entire world, the only thing that can liberate us is a Sajjana Sangha, Satsanga. Without Satsanga, we cannot reach anywhere. Once he finishes, then all his disciples start. It is true, satsanga will. And we see that satsanga can lead a person to live a life of vairagya. Chatilo mundi lunchita kesha. So a person can live like that. But again, they emphasize on this idea. If you don't have knowledge, then all of that is just a show off. Because why are they doing it? Yudhara nimittam bahukrita vesha. Only to fulfill their bellies is why they are doing all these tasks. And then the idea was taken up. If you want to get rid of desire, what can you do? So one stand was that you enjoy as much as you can. You want to exhaust your karma, right? So enjoy your karma and exhaust them. And somebody goes through that phase and sees that still that enjoyment has not gone away. That asha, the desire, doesn't go away. That pinda of desire, the ball of desire, is still very much intact. Like when a ball rolls from the hill, it becomes more, it doesn't become smaller. That is like how our asha, pinda is. Because what is lacking is knowledge. Understanding is not there. And then in the second shloka, it says, okay, with overindulgence, it doesn't come. Maybe no indulgence, zero. Completely abstaining from everything. Agre vahni prishte bhanu, ratro chibuka samarpita janu. So you do like that, complete form of suppression. And then what happens? Again, tadapina munchati asha pasha. But that rope of asha has not gone away. This much is what we have seen, just to give us a gist of what we are doing. Otherwise, Bhajaya Govindam is self-standing. Each shloka is, you can see for yourself how meaningful they are. But they have a story also that is being told with it. Now what happens to somebody who is wanting moderation? Not this also too much and not that also too much. In between they fall. So what happened to those people? So this is the final thought that another disciple brings and says that if even you think that moderation will work, it will not work. Without knowledge, it will not work. Kurute Ganga Sagar Gamanam. Vrata Paripalanam Mathavadanam. Vrata Jnanavihina sarvamatena. Bhajati namuktim janmashatena. Kurute ganga sagar gamanam. Vrata paripalanam athavadanam. Jnanavihina sarvamatena. Bhajati namuktim janmashatena. Bhaj Govindam, bhaj Govindam, Govindam bhaj mudhamate. Kurute Ganga Sagara Gamanam. You should do, or you do a trip to Ganga Sagar. So Ganga Sagar is by Kolkata. There is a place called Ganga Sagar. It is a pilgrimage spot. So Gamanam, you go to a pilgrimage spot called Ganga Sagar. And there what do? Go and take a dip in the Ganga. Why is it considered a pilgrimage spot? Because Ganga travels all the way from Gangotri and merges into the ocean. So there is a journey for this Ganga, and as it journeys through, it washes everybody's sin as it passes along the whole continent. So you can also do that. You can go directly to Ganga Sagar and wash your sins there, or you can start from Gangotri and do a pilgrimage all the way by foot and go to Kolkata, or by road, doesn't matter. So Ganga Sagar can mean both, like that. Or Ganga Sagar can mean you can start somewhere up north and go all the way down south, take the water of Ganga and go to Rameshwaram and pour the water on the Shivalinga of Lord Shiva. So you can do that. That is one form of practice. Vrata paripalanam. Paripalanam, to rigorously, with diligence, practice of vrata. Some form of observance of penance, or some form of practice you do. Athava danam. Or you give something in charity. But in doing all of this, if jnana vihinaha, if you do not have an understanding for why you are doing, then bhajati na muktim, then you will not attain liberation. And who is saying all of this? Sarvamatena. This is the understanding of everybody. And okay, fine. What if I do it every single janma? One janma is lacking because maybe not enough effort. Next janma I will get it. Janma shatena. Even if you get 100 births. So maybe 101 birth I will get it. No, not even 101. Janma shatena. You will continue. If the jnana is not there, you take thousands of birth, it will not end. This is the idea. Now, little more thinking. Why is a pilgrimage to a holy place not considered as a purificatory act? Because it should purify. All that tapas we did to go on a pilgrimage, but it still doesn't purify. Why is knowledge really important? Because the sins can be washed away by Ganga. But the moment we come out from that water, the sinner is still there. So we washed away the sins, but we are ready to start again with more sins. So that sinner is what we want to get rid of. And who is this sinner? Sinner is this ego, who is also attached, who doesn't want to give up the ego-ness, doesn't want to give up this I-ness. Therefore, knowledge is what gets rid of this arrogance, this thought that I did the tapas. Like how Ravan had this arrogance. I am the greatest devotee of Shiva. Nobody can be as great as me. And then he sees somebody break the dhanush of Shiva. He's like, what? I could not even lift the dhanush. And I thought I was the greatest devotee of Shiva. But this guy just lifts it and breaks it. All that ego crushed. But still he didn't let it crush. He piled more stuff on it. That's what one can do. So knowledge is not there. Jnana vihina. When we take a pilgrimage, what is the thought behind the pilgrimage? The thought should be that I am doing this as a devotion for Bhagwan. My purpose for pilgrimage is to have that outpour of devotion for Bhagwan. But when we go for a pilgrimage, what do? Along the route, there is... So if I go from north to south, that means along the route, I must go to Taj Mahal and Agra and see that. Then when I come down little south, maybe go to Gujarat and see the zoo or the Girnar jungle. I come down south a little more, I must definitely go to the Mumbai, the beach city. I cannot pass all the way down without going to Mumbai. And having the nice pani puri, chole puri, whatever they sell, cannot go without that. Then as I go down south, I must try out those idli and sambar and the nice dosa and appam and all these different dishes I get. Then you go to Kerala, avyal, mixture of all vegetables. So all of this along the route, then only pilgrimage is successful. So all the way from beginning to end, my whole thought was about the samsara. Only when the beginning was there, I thought, okay, I should start with the thought of pilgrimage. I come to an end, okay, this is my successful pilgrimage. In the between, there is no thought of Bhagwan. That is not a pilgrimage. That is called enjoyment. So, that is what is Jnana Vihina. And it should purify the mind. When it doesn't purify the mind, the practice has no effect on us. It is just effectless. Vrata Paripalana. You can observe all the vratas, but every single time you observe the vrata, the focus is not on the vrata and what you should be doing. The focus is more on what I am missing out. Or today I am taking fast. All my family members are eating nice food and I don't get to eat it. Tomorrow, once the fast is over, I will make sure I open the fridge and just storm through all of it. Or what we do is, we make a nice meal itself that is fasting meal. Delicious. And that only you eat. Sometimes you feel that is much better than the normal food. So vrata is happening only for the sake of a practice. In the vrata, the devotion is not there. The focus is not there. The mind is not controlled. So vrata has not given anything in its fruit. And dana. Charity is good. But when the charity is of rajasic and tamasic nature, then it is not good. If it is sattvic dana, it is good. What is sattvic? What is rajasic? What is tamasic? Chapter 17, Bhagavad Gita. But I'll tell in gist. Rajasic Dhanam is when you give with an expectation that you will get something in return. I am only going to give when I have a recognition I want. Somebody will recognize that I gave. Or an expectation that somebody will return the favor back to you. Then only I will give. Otherwise, I'm not giving. That is more of Rajasic. Tamasic is giving so that other can be hurt by that giving. That is Tamasic. You want funding for arms of mass destruction? I will get it to you. That is Tamasic Dhanam. You want to go and hurt that people? I will support you. Whatever you need, I will get it for you. That is Tamasic Dhanam. I will not charge you a penny because I want that person to fall. So I will give it to you. Enemy's enemy is friend. This is Tamasic Dhanam. Sattvic Dhanam is without expectation. And to give to that who has not done any upakara to you ever. We feel certain time obligated that I must give to somebody who has done some favor to me. Or an expectation that a favor will be returned. But I give in such a way that nobody has done a favor for me and yet I give without expecting a favor again back. Or even to those who are not even capable of returning a favor, I would give a favor to them. And not thinking that I've done a favor. That is considered as Sattvic Dhanam. So Bhagwan is saying that Adi Shankaracharya or the disciple is saying that this is what Dhanam should be. But if there is no knowledge behind it, Gnana Vihinaha, in all of this there is no knowledge, then Sarva Matena, by all the matas, by all the opinions are formed by the thought. The schools of thinking, every school of thinking is this way. Without the knowledge, without the proper understanding, any action we do will be rendered fruitless, will have no effect at all. So this is not just Vedanta philosophy. He's saying all matas, all schools of thinking have this understanding. Gnana vihinah sarvamatena bhajati na muktim, will not attain a liberation, will not even deserve liberation. Janmashatena, even births after birth after birth, they will not get anything. Therefore, knowledge is given the importance. In all three, if we want to get rid of our desires, knowledge has to be the center. And then with knowledge, you control your senses. With knowledge, you indulge in things. It will be fine. And the next thought that another disciple takes up is what happens is with knowledge you follow this vairagya. One example was given, agre vahni prishte bhanu. Now opposite of that, of somebody who is complete dispassionate, such a person who is completely dispassionate, how does that person come out of, not come out, how does that person with knowledge can become eligible for liberation? That is the point taken. Next.
Suramandir taru moola nivasah. Shayyabhutalam ajinamavasah. Sarva parigraha bhogatyagah. Kasya sukham na karoti viragah. मंदिर तरु मूल निवास शय्या भूतल मजिनम वास सर्व परिग्रह भोग त्याग कस्य सुखम न करोति विराग भज गोविंदम भज गोविंदम गोविंदम भज मूढ़मते।
सुर मंदिर तरु मूल निवास निवास इज टू स्टे वेर तरु मूल निवास अगेन तरु मीन्स ट्री मूल बाय द फीट by the feet of a tree or so staying at the feet of the tree or sura mandir staying at a tree, at a temple mandiram temple sura mandira of a devata because there are temples of ravana also but not staying at the place of ravana staying at a temple of a devata or meaning can be staying at a root of a tree or underneath a tree which is at a temple can mean that way. So idea is that where can you find this person? You'll find this person at a very holy place. Then Shayya Bhutala, where does he sleep? On the ground. Bhutalam Shayya. And what does he wear? Ajinam vasaha. Vasaha, clothes. Ajinam. Ajaha means deer. Ajinam, belonging to deer, skin. So, wearing deer's skin as his clothes. That's it. Ajinam vasaha. Then, सर्व परिग्रह भोग त्याग परिग्रह ग्रह मीन्स टू ग्रैब परिग्रह मीन्स टू वेल इन गुड मैनर ग्रैब व्हाट एवरीथिंग सो दिस अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ ग्रैबिंग एवरीथिंग पोजेशन ऑफ एवरीथिंग एंड पोजेशन ऑफ व्हाट भोग एंजॉयमेंट प्लेजर्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड. So one who has this understanding of having the enjoyment of pleasures and all of this, tyagaha, renounced. Given all of that up. So giving up all the bhogas, wearing just the deer skin, sleeping on the ground, and staying at a temple or underneath a tree. Kasya sukham na karoti viraga. Then who will stop him from enjoying everything in this world? Kasya of what? Sukha, joy. What kind of joy is there in this world that such a person will not be able to enjoy? Who? The one who has jnana. Contrasting to the one who is not having jnana as agre vahni prushte bhanu ratrau chubuka samarpita janu. Then karatala bhikshas tarutala vasa. So he is also dispassionate. He doesn't want anything of this world. But there it also showed that he did still want something. He wanted that fire to keep him warm. He wanted that. He didn't have bhiksha patra in his hand. I mean, he only had his hand to eat everything. But yet, that thought was that I should do all of this to feed myself. Here, this person has no such thought. Completely dispassionate. Food comes, I will eat. Food doesn't come, I will not eat. Ready for that. That is the point. Not that I don't want food. That becomes different meaning. When you say you don't want food, then you're doing something as tapas. But when you say, it doesn't matter, I'm ready for it, food comes, food doesn't come, it is an understanding that has been created. How did that understanding come from? That comes from Vairagya. So, what is Vairagya? That we must first understand. Vairagya is dispassion. Loosely termed in English, dispassion. Completely averse from the pleasures, that is dispassion. But that can happen two ways. One is to just suppress your senses and mind and say, I will not have any contact with any of the pleasures of the world. That is the method or the route of suppression. And the other is the route of sublimation. Through a knowledge, through an understanding, we change the mind to a higher understanding. Bring the mind to the higher understanding. So that means what? Virag or Vairagya has to precede with Viveka, Tattvabodha. Knowledge has to be there before Vairagya happens. If Vairagya happens but no knowledge, then we have Agre Vahni Prishte Bhanu. If Viveka is there but no knowledge, I mean no Vairagya, then Viveka will not do anything. Sure, you have the understanding of what is right, what is wrong, but still you are indulged in what is wrong. Then Viveka didn't do anything. And over time that Viveka will also go away. So both are needed. But for Vairagya, it is very much necessary that Viveka is there. So Vairagya is that understanding which has been created of aversion towards this world out of the knowledge for truth, out of the knowledge for self-realization. That is Vairagya. How to know whether our Vairagya, what is the meter to tell where our Vairagya is? You know how thermometer measures our body temperature. What is the Vairagya meter? How can we tell in which waters we are in with Vairagya? So there are four things that we can think about related to Vairagya. What causes the Vairagya? The cause for the Vairagya should be dosha drishti, a vision of finding fault in the pleasures. When the pleasures are coming, at that time, the understanding sets in. This pleasure is temporary. This temporary pleasures will only give me temporary sukha. After the sukha goes away, again it will make me work hard to get another sukha. And the time that I have to work hard, again I am feeling dukkha. And as I am going through this dukkha, sukha will come again. Only to last for 1 or 2 seconds. But I have to work 1 or 2 years to get that sukha. This is how the nature of the world is. Do I really want this sukha? This is the vision, the understanding that is already created. So every time a pleasure comes, we are already matching ourselves up with this thought. And therefore, I tell myself, I don't want it. I don't want this sukha. I'm not dependent on this sukha. I will do the work. But I'm not going to fall prey to what this joy, the sensation of joy that has created. So I don't want that. I will work hard, but not for the sake of the joy. For the sake of working hard, I will work hard. That's the understanding. So dosha drishti has been created. How did the dosha drishti came about? Viveka. Viveka only told me that what is considered as permanent and what is considered as temporary. Viveka only told me that the sukha is temporary and you the self are permanent. So what is the cause for Vairagya? That cause should be this vision of finding fault in the pleasures of the world. Okay. What should be the nature of our vairagya? When the vairagya is there, what should be our nature? The nature should be, nature of who? The thought. How should be our thinking when we have vairagya? Our thinking should be, I do not want the pleasures of this world or the world after. I'm not doing any action to obtain sukha in the world after. So I get swarga. Many times people say, you do this puja so that you will go to swarga. You don't want the swarga also. Because you know that even swarga has the same temporary sukha. And once the expiration date comes, even if we don't want it, we will be forced to leave that swarga loka and the sukha. So knowing that I don't want pleasures of here also and hereafter also. When you can say that you have that, then you can easily say you have vairagya. But till we don't have, we can work towards achieving that. Okay. What is the effect of this vairagya? So certain times we can see something like this happening, but we are not sure. We can check the effect out. What is the effect of this vairagya? The effect of this vairagya is, we are indifferent towards any pleasures of this world. Whatever sukha comes, completely indifferent. Indifferent does not mean I am stone. I know what sukha is. I know what the pleasure is. But they don't have an impression on my mind. They don't hold me back. A small boy. Okay. A small boy who likes animal crackers. Okay. So amazed and so fond of these different shaped animals. And if the animal crackers, that whole cereal box finishes, cries to the parent, says, I want this animal cracker. Seems so real. But the parent, they know. Their impression is not same as the child. So they may buy the animal cracker, but they're not same fascination is there for those animal crackers. They know it is just a cookie. And the cookie is the same as any other cookie. The elephant also tastes the same. And then the monkey also tastes the same. Both have the same taste. Indifferent. That doesn't mean he does not see the sukha or the joy that is in there of enjoying the cookie. But it's not making any impression on him. That is what does indifference mean. There is emotion, but the emotion is not getting the best of us. That is what does indifference mean. Another way is how Gurudev puts it in Kindle Life. Emotion is there, emotionalism is not there. That is the effect of vairagya. And when do you know that this vairagya is reached its peak, the culmination of vairagya? When you know that this vairagya has fulfilled its purpose, when this entire world, which is filled with pleasure, seems like a ditch. And the whole world looks like a ditch for you. For you, not for others. Others, they may still think that you are just a regular person. But for you, the world is ditch. Even the family that you live in is a ditch. I am stuck here. For you, but you're not expressing that. Otherwise you will say, I will tell your family, you think they are a ditch. If you want to create some fights in my family, go ahead. But that is not my thinking. I'm using that as a thought to explain this here. So, the culmination of Vairagya is when the world feels like a ditch. And if you are stuck in a ditch, you know you won't get out. So therefore, you don't want to fall into this ditch. It's filthy, it's smelling. It's nothing but the foul smell of likes and dislikes. And you want to get away from it. These you can check out for yourself. And if you can check out, you will know where is your Vairagya. And if you want to increase your Vairagya, you also know what to do. Start with Dosha Drishti. And if it is working, you will know that you are losing that pleasure-mindedness towards the sense objects. This is Vairagya. Now see that. Taru Moola Nivasaha. Doesn't matter if he is in a 5-star hotel or in a multi-star hotel. You remember that, right? Multi-star hotel. Gurudev's quotation. So it doesn't matter. For him, everything is positive. Because the focus is on what? The self. So he's enjoying the sukha. He's enjoying the pleasure of the self. So therefore, doesn't matter where he stays. Doesn't matter where he sleeps. Bedrock. Or, you know, rock bed. No, but like a very soft, like on a cloud, you are sleeping. So either one is fine because you are enjoying the sukha of the self. You could see like how the picture there was there of Puja Gurudev going all the way to Himalayas and he's sleeping on a ground. And the pillow is a rock. You can imagine how hard it would be just to place a head on a pillow on a rock. That is your pillow. We would hardly even try to sleep on the ground in our own house. One night if we were to sleep, we would say my back is hurting or my neck is hurting. We would have so much problem. Here one is ready for it. Not saying that one was putting themselves forth. If they are putting themselves forth, then that is their tapas. But if they're not putting themselves, but they're ready. Whatever situation comes, I am sukhi. I am reveling in my own self. Kasya sukham na karodi viraga. He has completely renounced everything. The same thought, the same idea is now elaborated further. That where the mind is, that's where the joy is. You place the mind in the self, wherever you roam about, doesn't matter, you will always be in the joy. Yogaratova, bhogaratova. That is the next thought. So we'll see that next thought with our next class.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.